Sam Vincent has joined us here on Sports Byline USA. 7 years playing in the NBA with Boston, where he won an NBA championship, also with Seattle, Chicago, and Orlando. And Sam, I mentioned about your coaching career, both in the NBA and outside the country as well. Tell me a little bit about what you looked for during your playing career as far as assimilating information that you thought you might be able to use if you decided to become a coach. What did you see in all the coaches you played for? What did you look for?
Well, I think there were certain things. That coaches did that I, you know, actually would make mental notes on, and really thought, those are things I'd like to carry over. And for example, one of those things where the fact that in any given game, there's going to be certain things that you do well, and certain things, obviously, that you don't do well. And the coaches that I really enjoyed playing with were the coaches that understood how to break down in drill stations those things that you didn't do well, so that now when you came to practice, you didn't spend a whole lot of time reinforcing the things that you did well. You really broke down in drill stations the things that you weren't doing well. And that probably is the one thing that I've really tried to focus on as a coach, and things that I've tried to remember from successful coaches is just how you step by step, defensively and offensively, increase the things that you do well and decrease or minimize the things that you don't do well.
You were an assistant coach with the Mavericks, and that led you to the opportunity to getting hired as the head coach of the Charlotte Bobcats. And I'm just wondering that when you're an assistant coach, it's more hands-on coaching, more interaction with the player. But when you become that head coach, are you kind of a step away from being able to be directly involved with the players? I mean, is it more setting the philosophy more than anything else?
I think the role that you play as an assistant coach is such an important role, because you've got to really understand the vision of the head coach, and you've got to find ways, subtle ways, to help him implement that vision. You've got to be able to figure out if he wants to run, how to come up with drills to assimilate exactly how he wants to run. So even though you're not the head guy, obviously, you're always trying to figure out how to make the head guy look good. Very much different role than when you're the head coach and you're making those decisions and now you're the guy that's charting the course.
When you're an assistant coach, is communication the most important thing? And then when you're the head coach, is pushing the right buttons then become the most important thing?
Well, I think communication is important in both of the roles. You know, the ability to motivate a player 2% more than where he's comfortable may be the difference of getting a stop in a critical game. Or it may be the difference of him setting the right angle on a screen, which gets the guy open coming off the baseline for a shot. So communication with, you know, both the players and communication amongst the coaching staff becomes very, very critical, because everybody's thinking a little bit something different, and in heated, contested games where you've got to make critical decisions immediately, you've got to be able to do that in a way that everybody understands and is on the same page.
How futile is the feeling for a head coach when you either don't have the talent to be able to compete night in and night out in the NBA, or that you know that if things are going bad, the players start thinking individually instead of in the team concept like we talked about?
Well, that's always tough. I mean, that's always tough, because inevitably there's going to be some teams that are spending $100+ million in payroll, and there's going to be some teams that are spending $50 million in payroll. And in theory, the teams that are paying 50 are not going to be able to qualify and compete with the teams paying 100, because their players just are not as good. So in those situations, you really got to be even trickier with coming up with different offensive schemes. You got to really be tricky with trying different things on defense. You have to be very, very well prepared. And you got to be able to motivate your team to play hard, because a lot of times the team that wins is a team that plays hard, that really puts the effort out. And that's something that really doesn't have anything to do with talent. It's just pure effort.
You know, there a lot of people talked about Miami when they got the big three about them. They were going to walk into the NBA championship. And then, of course, there was the conflict between Kobe and Shaq when they were together in Los Angeles. And you just think around the league, even down in Orlando with Dwight Howard and the problems that have been existing down there. What does a coach do when they have a group of talented players, a small group, or even just one talented players, and then you've got everybody else? How hard is it to juggle those balls and be able to motivate those players to play the right way night in and night out, Sam?
It's not easy. It's definitely not easy, and it takes a complete coaching staff to be able to handle it, because a lot of times as a head coach, you really spend more time understanding what's going on with your players and making sure that everybody's in a good state of mind. When you have good assistants, they can focus on pregame preparation, understanding tendencies of different teams and individuals, and collectively, they can really kind of focus on strategy. And then you can do review and make decisions on how you want to move forward. But none of that works if your superstar is upset because something happened that he felt shouldn't have happened. Or if you've got internal fighting because you got a couple guys on the bench who feel like they should be playing more than they are. So really staying on top of your team and keeping the pulse of what's going on with them emotionally, psychologically, that's an area that really takes a lot of time from a head coach.
You have got a world view of coaching, of course, the Lebanon national men's team. You've also coached in the Netherlands. You've coached in Greece as well as in Nigeria and everything. Tell me a little bit about what your motivation was for getting involved with coaching on an international level.
Purely the love of the sport. I really enjoy basketball. I enjoy its ability to cross over racial barriers, cross over communication, speech, language, and I just enjoy the fact that you can take a group of guys and in a certain amount of time understand where they are and put together a plan for development, and you can evaluate that progress over time to try to reach a certain goal. And to me, that's just something I passionately enjoy doing. And internationally, the game is different. The players are different. The fans are different. So to be able to be involved with that on multiple levels and at different abilities and skill sets has just been something that, for me, has made being a part of basketball that much more exciting.
I talked with Michael Cooper when he was coaching in the WNBA. I've talked with Gino Auriemma at Connecticut, and I've gotten their perspective on coaching women's teams as compared to coaching men's team. And they've all said to me, Sam, that they are more coachable than the men are. Did you find that to be the case with the Nigerian team? I know that's an international team, but is that a fair statement to say?
You know what? I'd have to say that's a fair statement. I feel like, you know, the other two coaches are dead on the money. The women are so receptive to following instructions and really trying to execute exactly what it is you're trying to do. And I feel like part of that is because they realize some of the limitations in their game, so they don't try to journey too far off and isolate and freelance. Whereas the guys are more individual in their approach, and they really look to do more of the freelancing and the individual play. So from time to time, it's hard to keep them focused on execution of team plays, but collectively, coaching women and coaching men, it's whenever you have the opportunity to coach, it's an enjoyable job to do.
Sam, I want to thank you very much. I found this so instructive, and you talk very passionately about both playing the game and coaching the game as well. Please come back and join us again here on Sports Byline.
Ron, I would love to. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Sam Vincent, of course, 7 years in the NBA. His brother played for 9 years in the NBA, and then he went on to coach. He was the head coach of the Charlotte Bobcats for a period of time. We continue across the country and around the world. We've got you on America's Sports Talk Show, Sports Byline.